Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, she made me do nothing in me.
Good morning, everybody. Just waiting for some more people to hop on here. Glad that you all joined me on this morning. I'm so excited today because I'm excited every Tuesday. I'm excited every day. But on today, I'm so excited to talk about rejoicing for these things. Rejoicing for these things. Oh, my gosh. Rejoice for these things. Amen. And it will happen. That is what I'm talking about today. It will happen, and rejoice for these things. Amen. So just waiting for some more people to hop on here. Amen. Amen and amen. So I'm going to get started in about 2 minutes. 2 minutes I'm going to get started. How is everybody doing today? And good morning to all. Amen. So let me display here. Hi, Loli. How are you? Calling all the way from Switzerland. How are you? Glad that you joined us on today. Hello, hello, hello. Good afternoon to you. Amen, Loli. Amen. Glad you're on here today. So just wait for some more people to hop on here. But today we're going to be talking about believe in God for these things. These things shall happen. These things shall come to pass. Amen. So let us pray before we move forward. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise. So God, I thank you for today and I thank you for every day. I thank you for loving us more than we love ourselves. I thank you for just shifting the atmosphere. I thank you for touching those around the world, for those, Father, we thank you for those lives, God. We thank you for touching Ukraine, God. We thank you for touching Switzerland. We thank you for touching everyone all over this country, dear God. We do thank you, God, for today, and we thank you for every day, God. We thank you for shelter. We thank you for clothing. We thank you for protection, God. Even when we don't understand, God, we still trust in you, Father. In the name of Jesus, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. God, we do thank you. It's in Jesus' name we do pray and touch everyone that's coming on this call on today, God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. So just want to say hello to everyone who hopped on here and to be encouraged on today. Today we're going to be talking about rejoicing in these things. Rejoice for these things. And also, it will happen. Mm-hmm. It will happen. Sometimes we become so discouraged when different things come our way and when we see things happening around us. And sometimes we feel like, God, do you hear me? I'm praying to you, Father. Do you hear me? Do you see me? God sees you and God hears you. Amen. He hears your prayers and he sees you. And it's so amazing because when I thought about the scripture text that we're going to be getting into, which is 2 Kings chapter 4, talking about the Shunammite woman and how her faith was so great and how she was such a kind person. And there were some things that I'm quite sure that she prayed for the Lord for, but it didn't happen for her. But she never allowed her faith to waver. She never allowed it to infect, you know, or impact the way she thought about God or how she loved on God or how she still continued to serve God. And that's so important because sometimes when we become so discouraged with different things going on in our lives, it causes us to get discouraged. And sometimes it impacts the way we feel, you know, and it starts affecting, you know, our workflow, the way we think, the way we process things, and our faith start wavering. But don't you know that God is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore? Don't you know that he is with you? And if God is for you, who could be against you? Huh? Don't you know that? You got to hold on to your faith. You got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. See, man's hand may change when you hold it, but when you hold on to God, his hand will never change. Amen. So this Shunammite woman was a great woman in the Bible, 2 Kings chapter 4. And the prophet Elijah went to visit her. And every time he would come into the city, you know, she said to her husband, "Do you think we can find a place for him in the house, you know, for this man of God who comes through, you know, this part of town?" And her husband agreed with it and said, "Sure." So they prepared a room for him. So every time he came, he had a place to stay. Let me tell you something about God. Won't God do it? When you're kind to people, and, you know, we met somebody. We was in the market yesterday, and me and my children, and we ran into some guy, and he recognized Michael, and he called him by his name, and he says, you know, he thought to all these people positive and good things about him when he met him. I wasn't there when he met him, but he was saying good, positive things about him. And it's amazing how when people could walk up on you, you haven't seen them for years. And he said how he didn't forget. He acknowledged everybody that was in the room, and no matter how many big people and executives were in the room, it didn't change who he was. He still greeted everybody. He still acknowledged everybody, like everybody was important, because everybody is important. And it was just so great to hear feedback. But even what I took so much out of that conversation, but one thing I did take is when you are nice to people, you never know when you're going to see them again. You got to be careful how you treat folks. You got to be careful of the things you say to people, being mean, you know, being so rude. You got to be careful of that kind of stuff, because you never know when that person may retract and you see them again. Now, how about you never know if you may need them for something? I don't care if there's resources. You know what I'm saying? So be kind to folks when you see them. Amen. So let's talk about this Shunammite woman. This woman was so powerful. Oh, my God. I just love it, love it, love it. Amen. Just one moment, guys. Just want to make sure everybody can hear me. The Blog Talk Radio as well. Just give me 1 minute. Yes, it answers. Hey, Nikki, yes, I hear you. I see you. Amen. Amen. So let me just read the Shunammite woman. So are y'all excited on today, guys? And how about congratulations to everyone who graduated, those who have graduated from pre-K to nursery school to kindergarten to high school, now going off to college. Amen, amen, amen. Congratulations to everyone. Amen. So on today, I'm coming from 2 Kings chapter 4, beginning with the 16th verse, and the word of the Lord says, and he said, about this season, look at God. You got to read this whole chapter entirely. So it says, and he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, nay, my Lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto your handmaid. So let me retract and go back for a minute. So verse 16 says, and she said, because this is the prophet Elijah asked him, telling her, not even asking, telling her, but before that time, he asked his servant Gehazi. He said, because this woman have done such great things for us, for me, what can I do to give to her? And he said, well, she doesn't have a son. So her husband was old, you know, so, and she was thinking, you know, it's over for me. That's it. That part of God, what I yearn for, that part is done. I'm good, you know. And it was when they asked her the question, she said, you know, this is my homeland. In other words, I have everything what I need. And she was wealthy, and it was nothing that she could ask for. But there was something that she did not have. But just believing or using my imagination, if I could, for this Shunammite woman, wanting something but didn't have to bury it. Wanting something so bad but didn't have to bury it and put it on the back burner and say, you know what, it's not happening because the time has passed for me to conceive. The time has passed. My husband is old now. The time has passed for me. So I'm mad at her. But it didn't say she was old. It said her husband was old. So maybe she married an older man, I guess. But for whatever reason, she said, my husband is old. No, time has passed. You know, for her, she was okay. You know, but she never mentioned that she wanted a child and did not have any children. But the servant Gehazi told Elisha, hey, you know, she doesn't have a son. So the prophet Elijah called her to the room. And he said in verse 16, and he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, nay, my Lord. Nay, my Lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thy handmaid. When she said those words, do not lie unto thy handmaid, he hit something right there. Because sometimes when we're in the midst of fighting, and I'm talking about spiritually, and we're in the midst of wanting things to come to pass, we're in the midst of things happening for us, sometimes it's like, whoa. Have you ever been, it's those secrets that you never told anybody. It's those things that you really yearned and desired, but you never shared with nobody but God. But then when life passed us, and just keeps going, and it feels like that prayer hasn't been answered. It feels like God has not answered that prayer, or God has forgotten about you. Don't you know that God has not forgotten about you? It didn't matter how many years this Shunammite woman was waiting for something like that, even though she may not have spoke about it. It's some things that we haven't spoken about that only we share with the Lord. We never share it with our parents, with our siblings, with our cousins, with our best friends. We just never shared it. It's some things that we hold on. We like, ooh. So when she says, name my Lord, don't lie unto thy servant. Don't lie unto thy servant. In other words, like, don't even go there, because don't tell me I can conceive and then I don't conceive. Don't tell me that. But, so to me, it felt like he hit something there where she said, don't even discourage me like that. I didn't move past that. That's done. That's over with. And now here you come with that. No, but let me tell you something. God is not a man that he shall lie, neither the son of a man that he shall repent. What? I'm going to lie to you? He's the only one cannot fail at anything. God cannot fail at anything. Anything. So she was like, yo, well, don't even come with me with that, because that right there, I'm good. I done prayed about it. I done fasted. I done got over that situation, God. That was a sore spot, you know, something sore. And if you touch it, I'm not trying to take that Band-Aid off, because I done healed. And now here you come with that. And could this really happen for me when my husband is old now? Can this really happen for me? And you ever be at a place where you're content and you don't want to go down that road again? But God says, you got to go down that road, because what I promised you is down that road. Whoo, glory be to God. What I promised you is down that road. So you got to go down that road again. But I got you. Now it's your time, and I got you. And what happens when doors have closed on us, door after door after door? Says, get up and walk, get up and go after that thing. And you're like, no, God, those doors been shut on me 50 times. Now you wanted me to try. I'm at a
It ain't over. It ain't over because God says that it's over. So you thought that situation was dead. You thought that situation was no more. I promise you, when you was little, and you think that's not going to come to pass for you, in your prayer time, I heard you. I heard you praying to me. Woo! And the heavens shook. I heard your prayers. The earth shook. I heard your cries. Woo! Glory be to God. I wiped your tears. And I said, I will give it to you. I said, it will happen. But it didn't happen according to your time. But it's going to happen according to the season and the time which I want it to unfold, what I want it to happen for you. Because, see, I know the timing of everything. And the timing is for now. It wasn't for then. But guess what? You never got discouraged. And even when you did get discouraged, it never affects your praise. It never affected how you felt about me. It never did do a great impact where it changed your way of thinking. When you became mean, when you became rude, when you became mean and surly because I didn't answer that prayer right then. See, this woman, going to God all these years, continued to serve him, continued to love on God, continued to be beautiful inside and out, continued to be a great servant to God. And even though it was something that she thought may have been missing from her life, but she never went away from God. She never turned her back on God. God rewarded that woman. See, sometimes when we get on our knees, we think that God forgotten about us because God didn't answer that prayer. We wanted to be answered, and now we feel like we are a certain age, or maybe, I don't care if you're 20 years old and you think I'm 25 now and it's over for me. It ain't over for you. It ain't over till God says that it's over. He puts the stamp on things. Amen. And that's the problem. We wait for man to put the stamp on things. God put the stamp on things. So I'm just telling you on today, those who feel hopeless, those who feel like, will it ever happen for me? Those who feel like, God, I see it, but I can't, I'm trying to touch it, but I can't get there to touch it. Don't you know God will push you to get to that thing? So even if he's telling you, you got to go back down that road because down that road is what my gift, what I have for you. So you got to go down there. But let know I'm with you when you go. Now is the time to rise up. And sometimes we may feel like a grasshopper trying to get out of a jar. But that jar we're trying to get out, if the lid been closed on us so many times, we feel like, oh, my God, if I try to even reach up, the lid's going to close again. The jar is going to close, and I can't get out. But you just give that thing another chance. When God is in you and igniting that fire in you to move past it and to go. Be that thing that you feel like is impossible. Because, see, nothing is impossible with God. All things are possible with him and through him. Amen. So I'm going to finish reading verse 17 says, and the woman conceived, I love it, and the woman conceived and bare a son at that season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life, according to the time of life, she conceived and bare a son, the same time the prophet Elijah said to her that you will. So I'm here to encourage you all today. Rejoice for those things. It will happen. It will happen. Rejoice for those things. Be not weary and well doing, but in due season you shall reap if you faint not. In the midst of doing good, don't get weary in the midst of doing good. Keep doing good. Keep sowing into the Lord. Keep tithing. Keep pouring into the Lord. Keep giving 10% of your gross income. Keep tithing and letting God know, I see you, Father. I love you. Don't you know God sees you? Don't allow different situations that you may feel is dead start controlling you when you turn into somebody that nobody can recognize. You become this mean and bitter man, this mean and bitter woman because things haven't panned out in the way you wanted to pan out. Ask God to help you move through that thing. It's the things I have prayed for. I'm like, Lord, I trust and I believe you because I know it shall come to pass. Do I get discouraged sometimes? Yeah, I do, you know. But then God sends reminders. What, girl, I got you. It's going to happen. I have you. It's going to happen. You just got to trust me. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep serving me. Keep praising me. Keep spreading the gospel because it shall come to pass. and it will happen. You just got to go with the flow because it's a season and a time for it. Just like in verse 16, when a prophet told the Shunammite woman, he said about this season according to the time of life. Mm-hmm. About this season according to the time of life, you shall conceive. See, everything is according to God's time, his season, his plan. So you just got to keep doing and start making things happen. I'm talking about if you want a house, clean up your credit, saving your money. Do those things. God got the rest. But I just want to say those things that we hold that's a secret that nobody know about, that we only prayed and asked God, and we're still waiting for it to come to pass. And even though the Shunammite husband may have felt like, oh, my God, I can't produce no more, God says, what? Oh, yes, you can. Stop looking at your age on today. Stop looking at, oh, my God, now I'm 20 years old, and now I'm doing this thing now. I should have did it at 15, or I'm 30 years old now, or I'm 25 now, or I'm 36 now, or I'm 40-something years old. I'm 50, I'm 60, I'm 70, I'm 80, I'm 90, I'm 100. How can I do this thing? There's people open up their business at 80-something years old. Never opened up a business and decide to open up a business and things is happening. People get married at 70 years old, older than that. When I tell you it's not over till God says that it's over. You keep trusting and you keep believing God. This Shunammite woman in 2 Kings chapter 4, she trusted God. And even though that was something that we don't even want to go down that road when she says, man of God, do not lie to thy servant. In other words, hey, I know you ain't trying to go down that road again. God, we've already been there. God, I'm fine. God, I'm good. And now you're going to open up that wound again? But it's okay because, see, God fills wounds. He's the person of the Band-Aids. But, see, when God gives a Band-Aid, that thing is healed. When that Band-Aid come off, you ain't got to worry about the being infected or that thing being affected again because God has already healed it. You just taken off the Band-Aid. Now you got some air on that thing. Now you can breathe again after God has healed you. See, it's the difference of us putting on a Band-Aid on something and we take it off and we still wounded. But when God put a Band-Aid on something and then take it off for you, then and you feel like you healed, no, you don't feel like it. You are healed. Hallelujah. See, I want God to put Band-Aids on my wounds because I know that once that Band-Aid fall off, I know on the inside I'm healed. The outside may look like it's healed, but the inside I'm healed as well. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. When I tell you God is faithful, when I tell you that I love him, when I tell you he is all of that, he is all of that. He is all of that. And if you continue to read this here passage, the little boy grew up. He was still a little boy, but he grew and got up some age, was up some age. And he went out to his father because he was out with his father and he came up with a headache. He said he had a headache. So the father told the servant to take him to his mother. See, it's something when your husband knows that you are a prayer warrior, when a husband knows that when mama get on her knees, things is going to change, things is going to happen. He said, take the little boy up to his mother. His mother sat with him for a couple hours and he died. And she laid him down on the bed. But then she went right at, I know she's probably saying to herself, this is why I didn't want to go there with this. But guess what she did? She ran right to the man of God. And Gehazi, Elisha's servant, saw her running and saw her coming. And she said, I got to talk to the man of God. And he said, is everything well? And she said, everything is well. You got to continue to read 2 Kings chapter 4. She said, everything is well. She said, everything is well because even though my son may be lying up there dead, I know that God is going to heal him. I know if God gave him to me, I know that God can restore. I know if God gave me that business and told me what to do, I know that he's going to replenish it. I know that I'm going to be prosperous with this thing. I know revenue of finances coming through. Generational wealth is coming through, God. Why? Because you gave this dream to me. You told me to move forward. And when it seemed like the light is dim, when you feel like everybody was a job coming up against you, and I know, God, you gave me this increase on this job. I know it's going to happen for me. See, she called on the man of God, and when Gehazi met her, she said, I want to talk to the man of God, but everything is well, even though her son was lying up there dead, but she knew everything was well, because on the inside of her faith, I know she believed, and he said, okay, go ahead. He wanted them to go ahead of him. She said, I'm going to wait for you, because I want you to go with me down there, because I know you're going to heal my son. And he did. He put his eyes to his eyes, his mouth to his mouth. And it breathed life into that young boy. And he became alive. He was just asleep. But when I tell you that God is a resurrector, if he resurrected, you think that he can't resurrect things in you, things that you think that was done for you, that it's over for you? Mm-hmm. Only you and him know about. And he's ready to move in that thing. He's ready because he knows when he moves, it's going to be done. The mission is complete. And he knows things will flow according to how he wanted to flow. Go back and revisit those things so you can get what God promised you. Even though it's painful to go down that road, but it's painful because we're afraid the door going to shut on us again. We're afraid to go down that road because we feel like, Lord, is this really you talking to me? Who keep calling? No. See, oh, Jesus, thank you. Glory be to God. God, is this you talking to me? Father, is it you talking to me? You telling me to go, but is it you, Father? What do I do? Do I sign the papers? I don't sign them. Do I do the lease or do I don't do the lease? Do I own the home? I don't own the home. Do I take the job off or do I do? Do I relocate, Father? What do I do? Do I break it off, Father God? Is it toxic for me, Lord? Or what should I do? What steps do I take? Should I take this job when I know you're calling me to this? What do I do? What do I do? Oh, Jesus, glory be to God. What do I do? Sometimes we don't know what to do. That's why she said, man of God, don't lie unto your servant. Don't lie. Because I can't afford to go down that road again and then a door close on me again. Go to the doctor, they said, no, that test is negative. That test is negative. It ain't positive. You're not carrying anything. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. But guess what? When God says go, when God says that it's time, when God says, yes, it's me, I'm talking to you, it's me. And you say, God, just give me clarity. Don't you know that he will give you clarity? You just got to clear your mind, because sometimes you in it so deep until you can't even hear God. You can't even feel that it's God or not. Lord, is these the right steps to take? What do I do? Because I don't know what to do. So even though God brought that back up to her again, the man of God used the man of God to bring that back up to her again. But guess what? She trusted God. And she didn't say, you know, all she said, don't lie and please that servant. But she could have said, no, don't even bless me. No, I don't want it. Mm-mm. But guess what? She was ready, and she wanted it. But her faith in trusting God for those years. And even when she felt like, God, you gave them to me, and now you're taking them away. But in her spirit, she knew it wasn't over. In her spirit, and she got to a place where she didn't want the servant to help. She wanted the man of God to help her. You ever get to a place where I don't want to hear nobody but God? Don't nobody else speak over me. I want to hear God. I can't tell you what's going on. I just got to share this with God. I just want to hear God. My aunts will always say, you always like that. Nobody can tell you. You just want to hear from God. Yeah, I do, because I know I just want to hear from him. I don't have time for all these different opinions. Everybody want to conversate what you should do. And you, by this time, you don't even know what to do, because it's like 17 different opinions. It's 17 different opinions and decisions that I can make based off of them. No, I want to base it off God, because I'm at a point in my life that I just want to hear from him, him only. I'm tired of taking 10 steps forward, and that's not, and I got to retract and come back, then got to go another direction and take the 10 steps, because that's the 10 steps God wanted me to take, but I'm listening to other people, and now I'm on the wrong track, but then God's grace and mercy puts you back on the right track. No, I want to hear from God. That Shunammite woman said, it's okay, servant. I know you powerful too, but I want to talk to the man of God. I want him to go back, and I want him to heal my son. But see, it was her faith. It was her faith. And her husband knew she had faith. And it's okay. And I love it because even in that culture, you know, him being the head of the house, he could have said, I'll take it on. I'll do what I got to do for this boy. No, he said, take the boy to his mother because he knew this was a praying woman. And it's amazing because I love that when your mate knows what's in you, when your mate can see that, hey, they are so powerful at this or they're powerful at that. And he didn't allow his ego, his pride to get in the way. No, he said, let his wife, and you know he's a kind man because even when she made a suggestion early on, what do you think about the man of God coming to stay here when he passed through? And he said, sure, set him up a place in our house. Set it up. Good relationship. So I know this is a little also to our men and women out here. Sometimes we have been so scarred that we think that it's no good men out here. There's no good women out here. There's good men out here. There's good women out here. Don't be so bitter till you feel like there's no good relationships out here. There are good relationships out here. They are good. She and my husband, that was one of them because you could tell his kindness, how his wife asked a question and he allowed her to soar, go ahead. Even when a young lad, his son, got ill, he said, take him to his mother because he knew, I know that woman, I know she's a powerhouse. I know, I've seen things happen when she get on her knees and pray. I see how things shift in her house when my wife prays. See, that's good. That's good, y'all. You know, so be encouraged on today. There's good men out here and there's good women out here. Amen. So don't be so scarred from a past relationship that you feel is no good relationships because they do live. It may take some work, but it is true. They do live and they are out here. Amen. So just be hopeful on today. Be hopeful for God because it will happen. Rejoice over those things. It will happen for you. Amen. So my broadcast is getting ready to end. I am so happy that you all joined me on today. I'm just so excited with the Lord. Excited with him because he is so powerful and he is so all-knowing and he is just all of that. Do you hear me? Amen and amen. So I want to say be encouraged on today. Thank you all for ones who dialed in on YouTube, on Facebook Live. God bless you all. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up. I give you the highest praise, Lord God. I thank you for coffee with me every Tuesday. I thank you for enlightening us. I thank you for igniting the fire in us, God. I thank you for just being so precious, Father God, and just being a precious jewel. God, we love you, God. We adore you. We thank you, God. Lord, those who feel like they're hopeless on today, God, regulate their minds to start trusting you again, Father, to believe in your word, dear God. We bind up that enemy that just come against us all the time, fighting us on every hand, God. God, multiply our finances, God, in the name of Jesus, dear God. God, those who are going through a storm, God, help them to walk through that storm so they can see the light of day, God, so they can see the sunshine again, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch our children on today, God. Redirect their paths, God, during this summertime, Father God. Give them something that they can do, Father God, in the name that's so constructive and so good, Father God, for them, Lord. In the name of you, dear God, so they won't self-destruct, God. Hallelujah, but give them something constructive that they can do, Lord God. We do thank you for everybody's home on today, God. We thank you for protecting us, God, for putting your loving arms around us and putting the shield of protection all around our houses, Father God, around our apartments, around our condos, God. We do thank you for joy. Joy that lasts. Joy that laughter. Joy that will last eternally, Father, through you. For the joy of the Lord is our strength, and God, we thank you for those who are on this broadcast on today. Continue to heal and touch their families, God. Heal and touch their lives, God. We thank you for your son, who's gone across our sins, that we may have everlasting life. You said, my word, God shall confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe that you have raised your son, Jesus, from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. Thou shalt be saved. God, go before Gwen Gardner on today, God. Touch her right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Touch her family on today, Father God. Give her strength, Lord God. Oh, God, we do love you. God, we adore you. Touch my cousin Brenda right now, Father God, who's in a nursing home, dear God. We thank you for healing Brenda Burton on today, God. We do thank you for today, and we thank you for just every day, God. Touch our children, God. Give them direction on today. Move like never before in their lives, God. Give direction to our children, Father God. Our children who's going off to college, those who are in their 20s and 30s and 40s, give them direction on today, God. Give our teenagers, amen and amen. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. Know that he loves you. Know that he cares for you. I came from 2 Kings chapter 4 on today. I just love you guys. I see you all next Tuesday for coffee with me. Loving this coffee, y'all. I be talking so I got lipstick all around. I be talking so much. I don't even be drinking my coffee. But amen. So you all have a wonderful day, and I'll see you all on next Tuesday. Amen. 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 See me there. Hi, Keisha. How are you? Hi, Sandy. Hi, Loli. Hi, Mom. Just seeing who's all on me. Hi, Darlene. Let me see if that's Reverend Darlene or not. Hi, Reverend Darlene King. Hi, Michelle. See who else is on here. Okay. If I didn't see your name, I'll go back over and give you a shout out to say hello later. Okay. God bless you all. I'm off of here. Amen. And I thank God for healing Mr. Williams, who's out of the hospital. Amen. God bless you all. Bye.